Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. Today, we'll listen in on an important conversation with Pastor Doug Stauffer. But first, today is the day. Prophecy in the News Live, our in-person conference, is in Bristol, Virginia. Today and tomorrow, this special event is featuring Bill Federer, Greg Patton, Dr. Kenneth Hill, Larry Stamm, Micah Van Hus, Josh Davis, Mark Lindstedt, and Clayton Van Hus. At this special event, the latest details on the march toward a one-world system will be revealed. Biblical mysteries will be uncovered, and you'll learn how to have true spiritual victory in the invisible war on the saints. Biblical artifacts from Israel are on display with an archaeologist ready to answer your questions. Today and Saturday, March 8th and 9th at Antioch Baptist Church in Bristol, Virginia. Call 1-800-652-1144 for all the details, or simply visit the events page at swrc.com. Dr. Kenneth Hill had the opportunity to sit down with Pastor Doug Stauffer for an insightful conversation. Today, you and I get to listen in on that special discussion.
Hi, this is Kenneth Hill. I'm president of Southwest Radio Church Ministries, and this is our Watchman on the Wall broadcast. Wow, I've got a friend here that I've known for probably at least a third of his life. Doug Stauffer is our guest. He's pastor at Faith Independent Baptist Church, and he is a fellow who has written multitude of books and pamphlets and things to help you with. And we want to talk about one of the ones that's, I guess, is just a brand new one, one on Revelation that you have been working on. Tell me about that.
Well, it'll be my 23rd book on Revelation. I've written two books on Revelation, both of them out of print. One sold out in a day. Obviously, we didn't print enough copies. And then the other one sold out in a week because we were just using it for a service where I was teaching through Revelation for the whole week. So I taught Sunday morning, Sunday night, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, classroom setting, 2 hours a night. And it went out of print. So I am not one that can just reprint a book, especially Revelation, because I'm always learning. So what has happened is I'm teaching it in my church. I was going to do every Wednesday night. I realized Jesus is going to come back before I finish, so I started with Sunday school, Sunday night, Wednesday night. I teach Revelation three times a week. I had gotten through 80 lessons through chapter 12, and then I've done all the illustrations. They're already finished through chapter 22, but I'll continue to tweak them. But, you know, it's exciting because Revelation's unfolding before us. I mean, when you look at what's happened in Israel sometime back with, you know, Hamas and Gaza and all that, It is amazing how you watch the things unfolding to prepare for us to get out of here as the church.
Doug Stauffer is our guest. Doug, how can folks get in touch with you? Let's give some contact information. So before we finish talking, they'll already have the way to get a hold of you. How can they do that?
Sure, there's several ways. My main website is BibleDoug.com, so that's real simple. And then there's FaithNiceville.com. I live in Niceville, Florida, tremendous area. My church is down there. It's the church that changed my life 4 decades ago, and I knew God was putting me back in the pastorate after 19 years in evangelism. Came through in 2019 in February, and then I took over the pastorate in June of that year. And it is tremendous, but that's one way. And then Doug@BibleDoug.com is my email. And I take a lot of questions, as you guys do. You know how that is. I mean, there are people that have question after question after question on eschatology, end times things, and we need to be available to the people. I appreciate that with you and Southwest Radio, that you guys are so accessible. The conferences that you do, you know, I think at the last conference you had a question and answer time with the speakers there, and it was a new thing that y'all did, and you're, you know, sort of testing the waters, but boy, it was very successful. I appreciate the opportunity and all that you guys have done for me over all these decade plus, if not 2 decades.
Yeah, you and I used to travel together quite a bit. We used to see each other at all the conferences and everything, and you have had to sort of slow that down a little bit because of all that you're doing. I mean, you're not able to get out and go to everything. And I understand that. You've got a church to take care of. But while you're working in the church, you're also thinking about how to reach the masses. Tell me some of the things that you're involved in.
Well, I am, first of all, online. We go online live on 4 or 5 different platforms every time, every service. Sermon audio is a big one, and then Faith Niceville is our main website, Facebook, YouTube. The YouTube has all the Revelation videos on it. What I do is I'm very engaged in my community. When I came in, I got with the Chamber of Commerce, then I went to all the city council meetings, and then became president of the Republican Club. I'm on the Oakland Republican Executive Committee, which is the party committee over the county. And then from there, I've been to the governor's mansion quite a bit with Governor DeSantis. I write for the newspaper, and then I'm national commander of the United States Service Command, so I am a chaplain, but I'm over all the chaplains nationally and internationally. In fact, we've got one coming in from Ukraine next week in Wisconsin, where I'll be for our national meeting. Then I'm the police chaplain in my city, and a lot of other things, but I just believe in getting engaged in the community. I think sometimes we separate ourselves too much. And then politically, too, I believe that if we don't speak up, this country's going to go the way that the liberals want it to go.
Well, you have plenty of opportunities, but are people paying attention at this time in the world's history?
I would say more than ever. When you say people, you've always got the one group that, you know, is the ostrich with their head in the sand. But I would say those that don't have their head in the sand are paying attention more so than ever. I know I get a lot of questions. The day after Hamas attacked Israel unprovoked, that Sunday night, I went ahead and did a message on it, and it was "Wipe Israel off the map," which was the quote from Iran. And within 24 hours, we had 1,200 views, which is a lot for me, because, and then the hours that were watched is up there in the 800 range. So it was something that people were saying, we need an answer. Here's one source. Somehow they found me as one of the sources. Unlike you guys, where you are a magnet for that type of information or that type of question. Not so much for me, but you guys are so engaged in Israel and you're out there and you just, you know, the trip y'all took to Israel was just the month before, and they got out of there in time, that's for sure. So it's a big deal.
It is. And it's important, I think, for us to remember that we are not speaking to just ourselves. We've got people out there that have needs, and part of those needs are to have questions answered. And sometimes they come at inappropriate times for us, but appropriate times for them. And God gives us opportunity to reach them.
I'll give you a question I got when I was at your last conference. I had a lady walk up and she said, well, should we be supporting the temple being rebuilt in Israel because that's the Antichrist temple? I said, no. I said, ma'am, I said, it's called the temple of God, and you can't, the abomination of desolation. I said, you can't desecrate something that God hasn't consecrated. So I said, it's called the temple of God. So that was a question. She was just shocked that her position was I gave
contrary.
Her an answer. Yeah, I gave her an answer that she was shocked that it was there. But I had to come to that conclusion. So in other words, questions help me because they challenge me to think outside of my box. And I love getting questions. So when I got that question, I gave her the answer, and then she said, but, and I said, well, think about it. At the midpoint of the tribulation, he's going to go in the temple of God, showing himself that he's God, and the people are to flee at that point in time. It's called the temple of God. How can you desecrate that which is not God? So she got the answer, not the one that she anticipated, but I believe the one that was correct.
Doug Stauffer is our guest, and we're excited just to be able to sit in the same studio with him and to converse, because the most conversation we've had in a long while has been a phone call on occasion saying, hey, why aren't you coming up to visit? But you had other things to do, and that was this church that you're pastoring. And so how long have you been in that pulpit?
4 years, and we're coming up on our last two building projects. We're going to gut the bathrooms and all the flooring out in the foyer, and then we're going to expand our sound room. We're talking new roof on all the buildings but one, paint the whole exterior, paint the whole interior, scrape the popcorn off the roof, off the ceiling, and stripe the parking lot. So, I mean, all that's done. We got one more. I don't know what it is. I love construction. So now I built my house. That's done. Church is almost finished. And then that'll free up a little bit of time too.
It sounds like you're so busy. Well, let's talk for just a moment about the church. And I speak of the church as the whole here. What are you seeing in the church in America today?
Well, I do think there is a great apostasy that is ongoing. You know, the Bible says that a falling away first, then the man of sin be revealed. I believe the word first is in there for a reason. It doesn't say falling away and the man of sin be revealed first. It says falling away first. The only thing that needs to happen first is that falling away where men will wax worse and worse, which we see in society, and there's a great falling away or apostasy. So I do see that. Now, on the opposite side, I think that people are very much looking for answers. I know with my revelation study, my hits, you might say, on different venues have probably tripled. And in the one case with Israel, you know, they went up quite high. But people are looking for answers. Of course, I illustrate everything too. So it's another draw in there to pull people in. You know, I think the hope is that we're going to have a bunch of Philadelphia Christians in a Laodicean age. And I tell my church, listen, we're in the Laodicean age, but this doesn't have to be a Laodicean church. We need to be Philadelphia Christians in a Laodicean age. That's what I tell them monthly for sure. And that is what I believe that we need to encourage, that look, you don't have to be backslidden just because you're living in a period of time that is very anti-God.
I think that that's something for us to hold to truth, because what I've seen in the churches, I've seen a falling away. COVID helped us do that. COVID was a big impetus to stop doing anything that was wise to be done. And our governments, for the most part, assisted in that, aided in the destruction of the truth of the church. And it's taken a number of congregations quite a while to get back. Did your church have a falling away during the COVID time? Because you were in a state that was open. It wasn't closed.
And I would say the government spearheaded it. That would add to the words that you used. In my state, I saw it coming, and so I made the announcement on a Sunday that we were going to go online only. We thought it was the responsible thing to do. We wanted to be good citizens. We wanted to have a good testimony. We thought it was legit to flatten the curve and to close for 2 weeks. And so you know what happened? We closed for 2 weeks. We didn't close a day longer. I had people asking me if they could come, and I said, look, I told everybody not to come. I can't say it's okay for you when I made this decision. And so we closed on a Sunday, and on Monday we started, we were open Sunday, closed Monday. We went online Wednesday, went online Sunday, went online Wednesday. And the Governor DeSantis said that church is essential. We opened the next Sunday. I called the police department. I wasn't a chaplain at the time. I didn't have all the relationships that I have now. And I said, look, we're opening up on Sunday. Well, there's nothing we can do to stop you, they said. I said, no. You don't understand. I'm not trying to put this in your... I just want you to know when you see cars in the parking lot, we're open. So here's what I told my church. I said, listen, you need to stay home. You don't need to come to church unless God leads you otherwise. And what that did was that gave them the freedom and the liberty that they already have verbalized and said, look, God leads you. So the first day we opened, 50% came back. And so we have had 100% return, so we didn't lose anybody. But I do see that a lot of churches did. But I think part of it is they didn't go online necessarily, or they stayed online too long. We stopped singing because you put your air out there. We stopped the choir again because they said, oh, there are people dying in these choirs. Again, trying to be the good citizens. Now, I've told them since, we'll never close again. I don't care what the government says. We will never close. Anybody that makes their own personal decision is fine. This church position as the pastor will be, no government entity is ever going to shut us down. We will go to jail first. Our governor actually overturned all of the verdicts in throughout the whole state. That's why we call it the Free State of Florida.
Well, it's good that you had that opportunity. We helped a number of churches have broadcast facilities so they could broadcast into the parking lots. We had a number of churches in our part of the world in Northeast Tennessee, where I serve. We had a number of churches that had full parking lots, and they were broadcasting from the vestibule, or there was one that had a sort of a drive-through area, you know, where you could drop your people off, not in the rain. Well, it was raining. He was there preaching. It didn't matter, you know. And so we had a number of churches we helped do that because they asked for our help, and we were happy to do it. And there were others that just simply had church as regular without any addition. But one pastor told me, he said, I've never had as large a donation, large an offering, in a Sunday morning service in any church I've ever been as I had on that Sunday, the first Sunday, when we were broadcasting to the parking lot. Now imagine broadcasting to the parking lot, and yet the people responded and gave their tithes and offerings nonetheless.
I was up in Tennessee and went to a church where they had us all in the cars, and I was a visitor. And so he's preaching, and I'm thinking, well, I got to say amen. So I flipped my lights, and I just kept doing that. Well, he didn't even know who I was. And he sees this guy flipping his lights, you know, when he says something important, amen. And so anyway, it was where my daughter was going to church when she was living up there in Tennessee. So I talked to him afterwards, and he was really appreciative that he really liked it. But I had heard about it, and so it wasn't my idea. Other people were doing it. But I had friends in New York that was really locked down. You know, their great governor up there, Cuomo, who, you know, got booted in the rear end out, thankfully, the abortion lover. But they had a truck platform and got up on the platform. They had music, singing, piping it into the car. Some of them went through the AM, FM, whatever it was, receivers, and did all that. And that was neat, but they were forced to because they were going to shut them down. And, you know, many of them thought whether it was the wise thing to do was to stay open and do that. And I agree. If I was forced, we were that close to going into that parking lot ministry, but we were shut down for so short, only one Sunday. So by the time I was getting the equipment in, it was done for us.
Well, that's good to know. It's good to know that the congregations come back because I know many churches that's not happened. So we're glad that it has in your congregation. What's on the horizon?
Well, I'm looking at doing a Revelation video. So I've done the whole in picture and showing Revelation. I've done the pictures, and I'm just going to read the scripture and then music behind it. And I think Southwest Radio is going to publish that. We're going to talk about it here pretty soon. So it could be out like within weeks of this broadcast.
Well, that sounds amazing to me. I'm excited for you. Doug Stauffer has been our guest. And Doug, thank you for being with us. He's the pastor of Faith Independent Baptist Church in Niceville, Florida. And we wanted you to know Doug and to know what God's doing with him these days. Thank you for joining us, my friend. God is on the throne, and prayer changes things.
Available for the first time, the entire Columbus, Ohio Prophecy Conference. All 12 speakers, 20 total presentations, one complete DVD set. Speakers include Doug Stauffer, Bill Federer, Donald Perkins, Greg Patton, and many others. Topics include secret societies, Invisible War on the Saints, Jewish Roots of Christianity, The Earth as It Was, Unveiling the Antichrist, One World Update, and much more. Included in this complete set is Jonathan Kahn's live presentation on the Josiah Manifesto. Make sure you order the complete Columbus Conference DVD set today when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Or you can always order at our website, swrc.com. That's swrc.com. Today is the day, my friends. Our latest Prophecy in the News live in-person conference is taking place in Bristol, Virginia. We have such an excellent lineup of speakers. Think about this. Bill Federer, nationally known speaker, best-selling author, and historian, is presenting at the conference today and tomorrow. Dr. Kenneth Hill, president of Southwest Radio Ministries, speaking on what's next in Bible prophecy. Josh Davis, our staff evangelist and author of the brand new book, Rise of the One World Mind. Mark Lindstedt, with Bible Truth in Prophecy, Milk and Honey Ministries. He's also an Israel tour guide and host there. He is presenting on the latest developments on Israel and the war in the Middle East. Greg Patton, pastor of the Cross in Fort Wayne, Indiana, syndicated radio host, frequent contributor here on Watchmen on the Wall, and author of the brand new book, Invisible War on the Saints, will be speaking on spiritual warfare and how to be a victor, not a victim. Larry Stamm, founder of Larry Stamm Ministries, a messianic ministry, is speaking on the Jewish roots of Christianity and will be presenting and debuting a brand new trailer for his brand new television series, Pilgrimage to Zion, which was filmed in Israel and Jordan. Clayton Van Hus, who is a biblical scholar, archaeologist, and director of our apologetics ministry, Affirm. He'll be talking about unicorn archaeology. You'll have to be there to find out what that's about. And he'll be discussing the biblical prophecy of the star and the scepter. Also speaking, Micah Van Hus, former state representative, author of the brand new book Secret Societies, and he's also the director of Marginal Mysteries here at Southwest Radio. He is going to be speaking on secret societies and the Earth as it was. A full lineup today and tomorrow of our Prophecy in the News Live event. This is taking place at Antioch Baptist Church in Bristol, Virginia. If you'd like to see a complete lineup of the speakers, of the topics, and the scheduled times of the different sessions, simply visit the events page at our website, swrc.com. There at the top of the homepage, click on events, swrc.com, and click on events there. And normally at this point, I would say, now you need to register, but the event's already taking place today and tomorrow. So just come by Antioch Baptist Church in Bristol, Virginia. You can sign up there when you come in. Tickets are free for this special event. So make sure you make time for Prophecy in the News Live at Antioch Baptist Church in Bristol, Virginia. This is a very, very special two-day event with a wonderful lineup of speakers, some very insightful topics. You don't want to miss it. Now, you might say, I'm not near Bristol, Virginia. That's okay. We still have an excellent lineup of events, of Prophecy in the News Live events for the rest of this year, taking place in Bel Air, Kansas on May 3rd and 4th. We've got a special Prophecy in the News Live event in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area at Hillspring Church on August the 16th and 17th. And then our big three-day conference, October 17th, 18th, and 19th in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. And let me also make you aware of a special event this year called Mysteries of the Bible Verse. Mysteries of the Bible Verse is a very unique, one-of-a-kind conference that you will not want to miss. Basically, this event, this conference, covers topics that your Sunday school teacher, well, they didn't really talk about. Are UFOs real? Did God create violent, carnivorous dinosaurs? What are the giants that are spoken of in Scripture? What is the council of Elohim? Did angels rule the nations after the Tower of Babel? What is the flying machine described by Ezekiel? And trust me, much, much more. Mysteries of the Bible Verse live event is going to take place on June 7th and 8th in Cincinnati, Ohio. You can get all the details and all the list of topics. There's a special VIP package as well that is available all at the events page of our website, swrc.com. That's swrc.com, and click on events. Lots of opportunities for in-person interaction, for learning and encouragement from our Prophecy in the News live events all throughout the country this year, and our unique and special Mysteries of the Bible Verse live event that'll take place in Cincinnati, Ohio on June 7th and 8th. Learn more by visiting the events page at swrc.com. Friends, if you have a prayer need, would you let us pray for you? We consider it an honor to pray with you. Prayer requests come in from all over the country through the mail, on the phone, and now through a special email address, prayer@swrc.com. That's prayer@swrc.com. Or you can always just give us a call, 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Friends, we're so glad you're here today. If you're a new listener to Watchmen on the Wall, make sure you request your new listener pack. Inside, you'll find the latest issue of our Prophetic Observer newsletter and a special gift. Request your free new listener pack when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. I want to encourage you to visit the Resource Center on our website, swrc.com. There you'll find over 1,000 books and DVDs by the nation's top teachers, Bible prophecy, biblical mysteries, and the latest archaeology and apologetics are all found at swrc.com. That's swrc.com. The latest resources from Billy Crone, Lonnie Shipman, Micah Van Hus, and Josh Davis are all found at swrc.com. Lord willing, we'll be back here Monday, ready to once again bring clarity to the chaos. Head into the weekend, my friends, with the encouragement that God is still on the throne and prayer changes things. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners just like you. Please visit our website, swrc.com. That's swrc.com.